dick, motherfucker.
Long words when I'm long words bound. A long words but a long words bound. I should wait now.
All right.
Wow.
Serious case of deja vu right now. Like, I've been here before. This is the third time I've had deja vu in the last 2 days. What's that mean? Good evening, everybody. It's Carlito. Live for a change. I have no idea how I sound. I'm using a tiny portion of my usual gear to do the show. I hear myself with an echo. I don't know if you hear the echo. I'm presuming you don't. If you are hearing an echo, I apologize. I have no regular microphone. I spent an hour trying to get the small little Radio Shack clip on to your shirt microphone working, along with audio and music and Skype at the same time. That didn't work. I don't know if it's damaged or not. So I'm talking directly into the laptop. The laptop has an onboard microphone, so because of that, you're going to hear me typing and clicking and just general room noise. I'm not too happy with that, but it's the best I can do. I would have been on sooner, but the Orlando Magic, my favorite sports team, was in a heated contest with, coincidentally enough, no pun intended, the Miami Heat. And we actually pulled off and won. We were down by 24 points. In the third quarter, we pulled off and stole the game. Anyway, for those of you who are a little behind or weren't aware, I've left Florida. I've moved up to Pennsylvania. I'm still alone. I just moved into my apartment here within the last 4 days. There is, I wish I had a camera up here. I don't have a webcam up here with me. Athena's not up here. She's in Florida for another 10 days. Right now, my apartment consists of an air mattress, a futon that I bought for 99 bucks at Walmart, a coffee table I bought for $19 at Walmart that weighs less than my laptop. And then I bought for $99 a 15-inch LCD TV at Best Buy. That's pretty much all I have for furniture right now. I'm living very Spartan. But I'm here and I'm doing a show. I'm stealing Wi-Fi from my neighbor. I do have internet here, but I forgot to bring my spare Wi-Fi router. I brought a wireless router up from Orlando up here, but it is still at my in-laws' house. I was using it over there to surf the net, and I haven't brought it up here yet. So, I apologize in advance for the crappy audio. This will improve. Athena will be up here with the server and the mixer and the good studio mic and all that good stuff here in the next few weeks, and we'll be back up to full power. Hope you all have had a good few weeks and whatnot. I want to give a big thanks first of all to RBCP, the phone loser people, the phone loser girl, white girl, Talk Tombstone, etc., etc., Laugh Track Matt. Within the last few weeks and months, they've been covering for me and Milkman on Thursday nights. Thank you. You guys have done good. I've been catching it as often as I can. I am not on Ustream right now. RBCP asking. No, I am not on Ustream. I don't have a camera. I don't think there's any real sense in being on Ustream if you're not going to see the video. Other than some people may be confused. Really, this is more of a, I just wanted to test things out. I don't know what I'm testing out, really, because not really set up yet here. But whatever, just it's Thursday night, and I said, God damn it, I want to do a show. A lot of changes in my life lately. A lot of things have gone good, of course. Things are good, but things are different in Pennsylvania in comparison to Florida. One thing I learned is you can't just go to a gas station or a grocery store to buy beer. I got a little confused. I was like, alright, well, they don't sell it at stores like that. I'll just go to a liquor store. I went to a liquor store. Spent about 10 minutes looking for the beer. All I saw was wine and spirits. I asked the guy at the front counter, where's the beer at? And he looked at me like I was weird and said, you're not from here, are you? And I said, no, I'm from Orlando. They said, yeah, if you want beer in Pennsylvania, you have to go to a bar. And they sell six packs there, or there's beer distributors where you can get cases, and that's it. And I was like, but this is a liquor store, don't you sell? Nope. He's like, nope. Wine and spirits only. Makes no sense, but whatever. Fucking retarded. Alright, so if you guys want to send in numbers, I see Lonesome Losers here. Awesome. Lonesome Loser and I, we are fellow Pennsylvanians. We need to meet up here pretty soon. We're going to go get Asian massages together. We've been discussing. Lonesome Loser knows a really good place where you can get an Asian massage. I'm looking forward to that. Let's listen to this song for a second while I get my op status back in the chat room. And we'll coordinate some numbers. We'll be right back. First prank of the night coming up. Okay, sorry. I'm trying to get it set up. So this will work. It might just end up not doing a show, it looks like. Fuck. Alright. Let me send this back here. Alright. That's different. Alright, so we didn't hear the alien invasion with that one. Let's try to call Milkman again. Okay.
Please enjoy this call tone while we connect you.
Psychedelic Tuck, you're the worst speller. God. Psychedelic. We got Tuck's little psychedelic. Milkman!
Yeah.
Hey, man, were you sleeping?
Yeah, how come you call me on this number?
No, you told me to call you this number direct all the time.
This is a different number for you.
This is a different number for you.
Yeah, whenever I call you on your other number. I didn't recognize the number.
And oh.
When you called before, it was just noise.
Did I confuse you?
Huh?
Did I scare you or something?
I don't take calls from people I don't know.
Oh, we don't know each other all of a sudden. We're on the air.
Oh, okay.
Is that bad? I can disconnect if you want.
Yeah.
Yeah? Disconnect. What's going on,
though? What's going on,
man? You're right.
I thought you did. You didn't have the equipment set up.
I barely do. I just had the laptop, and I've cobbled enough together to get it working a little bit.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, you know, if you're sleeping, it's okay. Go back to sleep. I didn't warn you. I just called you, you know? Sorry.
Yeah, man, I was out, dude. I was conked out, man.
All right. Well, go back. Go back to sleep, Milkman.
How's work going?
It's good, man. It's busy. I have 150 computers to image tomorrow with Windows 7. It's going to be a big day. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
But, yeah. Work's going good.
You like it, or what do you think about the snow and the ice, man?
It's fucking ass. It's stupid. I've fallen pretty down sweet, twice on this goddamn ice.
Isn't it pretty sweet, ain't it?
No, it's not anymore. It looks pretty on postcards, and that's about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Once you get to some ice skates, man.
I guess I'm going to have to do that. Well, Milkman, look, go back to sleep. I'll call you tomorrow. We'll talk. I'll bring you up to speed on stuff, all right?
You like it. Now you see why I love it, man. That's why I stayed there for so long.
You like to eat snow.
The yellow snow tastes better, man. It's a little saltier.
Oh, man. Milkman, how old are you? Nunu says you're 83. That's about right.
No,
I'll put you there.
I'm 87 years old now.
87. Yeah, we've been on for...
87.
We're up to 87 now. Oh, man.
Yeah, dude. Are you making calls?
You're the first call. Who else am I going to call first? You got to call the co-host, man.
Dude, well, why didn't you tell me you're going to call, man?
This is a last-minute thing. All of a sudden, I was like, you know what? Son of a bitch, I'm going to try it. And I said, well, it looks to be working. Here's Milkman. Let's call him in.
Well, let's do some calls in, man.
All right.
I'm awake now. I'm like,
that's the spirit.
Yeah, God, I sound like shit, but I'll come out of it in a minute. I'll start being a dickhead again.
You look handsome, though. That's what's important. All right, lonesome.
Well, I need my beauty sleep, man. And, you know, it was so bad, man, I was scaring people in my sleep.
Excuse me, when you sleep in the dark. Alright.
Yeah, lonesome. A lot of people were taking off, man, before they even got me here, man. Like, huh, what the fuck? Oh, shit.
Yeah. Alright, so, RBCP, also known as Brad Carter Machine, is going to be sending some Twitter complaints. I wanted to mention, Milkman, I know you don't know because you don't even know what an iPod is since you're 87 years old, but. I've been updating the podcast.
Wait, isn't that one of those new implants for your, so you can see?
Yeah.
You put one of those things in your head, and then you can, like, see. It's like an artificial eye thing or something.
Something like that. Look, the podcast. I've been updating my ass off, or I've been updating the podcast ass off. Like, you have no idea.
Mm.
We're almost caught up. Only 3 left until we're caught up. No, I guess and now 4, because now I had to end up going and doing a stupid fucking show tonight. This isn't a show. This is just a broadcast. This is not a madhouse show. Do not consider it a madhouse show. I'm going to do a few pranks. It's 11:30 where I live, and I gotta go to work tomorrow. I'm usually not up this late. I'll start making exceptions on Thursday
live
nights
to
again.
Live
you
from Chupacabra Central.
What are you talking about? Okay. Lonesome has sent in a number for the Lucky's Bar and Grill in Arkansas. We'll give them a call. This will be the first prank call out of the new Madhouse studio.
Yeah.
RBCP is sending in a number about someone who complained publicly today on Twitter about Virgin Mobile. Virgin Mobile, he said there, or she maybe, saying goodbye to Virgin Mobile for good, overcharging and horrible customer service. They highly unrecommend this company, and they posted their phone number. Very smart. Okay. And also someone who's confirming about horrible customer service from Virgin America, which is, that's Virgin's airline, right? I thought they were Virgin Atlantic.
Yeah. No, Virgin America.
Oh, what's Virgin Atlantic? Is that the other?
I don't know. I think it's based out of UK originally, but they've got a thing here for it called Virgin America. I think Atlantic might be the UK one.
Okay. All right. Well, that shows you what I know. And another number coming in from Lonesome Loser, a person who... looks like works at Lowe's, lives in North Carolina, and posted their phone number on Facebook. and another Mexican gentleman who posted his number on Facebook also. I guess they posted on Facebook, but regardless, Lonesome Loser has Facebook profiles for these people. Awesome. Okay, we're going to call the Lucky's Bar and Grill. Brad's going to be sending in those Twitter things. They're going to let those mass up here. So we're going to do a few pranks, and we'll get down to it. Milkman, in honor of your 87th birthday, I'm playing Jimi Hendrix. Yes, go ahead, Milkman.
Awesome. Yeah. I do want to make a request. Could you dig deep in the closet there and dust off Eddie Garcia, man? And
Eddie Garcia.
Do the Mexico Facebook call.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we could do that. We'll do that to the Mexican.
Yeah, kid, what's up?
What's up, kid?
All right. Got it. All right. First prank of the night.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Milkman. You're very polite, man. After your surgery.
Well, after I got my hysterectomy, man, and I have to walk with the cane now.
Whoops. I forgot how to use Skype. You there, still, Milkman?
Me too.
Here we go. Add the conference. All right. Got it.
Have you heard, baby, when the wind's blowing round?
Lucky, this is Daniel.
Yeah, is this stupid Lucky's?
Pardon?
Is this stupid Lucky's?
This is Lucky's Bar and Grill, yeah.
Yeah, listen, there was a bar cap over there, and I stepped on it.
There's a what?
A beer cap.
Yeah.
Don't start with the statistics and the details with me.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, there's a beer cap over there, and I stepped on it.
You stepped on it?
Yeah.
What do you mean a beer cap?
A cap beer? To the bottle of the beer. I was walking outside, and I stepped on it. Now, who's it from?
Hi, this is Billy. Can I help you?
Yeah, listen, god damn it. There was a beer cap outside, and I stepped on it, and I got hurt.
On the phone. Let me walk back here. I'm sorry, one more time.
Shit! Hello?
Yes, sir.
Goddamn beer cap. Repeat your last transmission. Hello? Hello, sir.
Yes, sir. This is Billy. Can I help you?
Yeah, Billy, listen. There was a beer cap outside. I stepped on it. I'm holding you liable.
A beer cap?
That's right.
Okay.
Okay.
And you're going to hold me liable?
What are we going to do about this?
Well, can I ask what your name is?
This is Cross.
This is who?
Cross. C-R-O-S-S Cross.
Okay.
Cross Lopez.
Okay, well, if you'd like to come down here and talk about it, I'd be more than happy to.
I want you to send me a fax.
I send you a which?
A fax.
Well,
I need you to send me a
where
fax.
Where would I send it to? Uh-huh.
All right.
Okay, is there anything else I can help you with?
Is that your fax number I'm asking you?
No, I don't have a fax number here. This is the bar number.
Is there a fax there at all?
No, sir, there's not.
I'm going to dial the...
If you want to come down and talk to me, you can talk to me.
Shut up.
I'd be more than happy to talk to
you. Shut up for a second, please.
Excuse me?
Shut up for a second, please.
I don't have to put up with this. If you want to talk to me, you can come and talk to me, but you don't need to use that kind of language to be able to put. I'm going to go ahead and hang up.
Lazy shit. Shit. Lazy shit. Bastard shit. Whatever.
What a piece of shit.
Piece of shit.
Where is that Lucky's in a low bar? What the fuck was that, man?
You know I don't like
calling bars.
Yeah,
well, okay.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Why don't you come on down here and let me kick your ass?
Hello? Hello?
Yeah?
This is the Buffett.
Huh?
This is the Buffett.
Who do you want to talk to?
Hometown Buffett.
This is hometown.
Okay, listen.
Yeah.
There was a beer cap inside the food.
Okay, let me call my manager.
You gotta call him? No. Oh, man. Why would you put a microphone on the laptop manager itself? I don't know if you know here at Milkman, but like you can hear the hard drive grinding, and it's fucking retarded.
Thank you for holding this, Ramon. May I help you?
Yeah, what was your name? Ramon Gonzalez? Yes. Huh? Lopez?
My name is Roman, yeah.
Ramon?
Yes.
Okay.
How can I help you?
Listen, there was a beer cap inside the food and the rice.
Excuse me?
There's a beer cap inside of the rice, inside of the food, and there's stink bugs in the bathroom.
In the bathroom?
There's stink bugs. And there was a beer cap inside the rice. I took a picture of it.
Picture of what?
Of beer, a beer cap inside the rice.
In bathroom?
No, man. In the food. Do you feed people in the bathroom? Is that how you do it there? Maybe that's, you know, sick people there that eat
in
the bathroom.
Who takes
picture? Huh?
Let me pick up phone in the office. Give me a second.
You gonna hold me? Where's he going to the bathroom? Anyway, Milkman. Milkman, you ever eat in the bathroom? Breakfast? I eat in the bathroom.
Yeah, I hear you. Mikhail will let you go get a pen, I think. He's learning how to write English.
Mikhail. I have to sit in the toilet in the
That's
morning. I turn on the hot shower and I sit on the toilet, take a shit, listen to the radio, and eat my cereal at the same time.
How may I help you?
Yeah, listen, there was a guy in there. He took the bowl of food in the toilet, in the bathroom.
He threw a bowl of soup?
He took it with him to the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I want you to write that down.
When was this? Do you know?
This is earlier today. He went into the bathroom with a bowl of food.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and then in the rice, there's a beer cap inside the rice.
Who, can you describe me the person?
It was a Hispanic man, dark hair, dark eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you ethnic, or do you know who?
I have no idea who he was, because, I mean, there's so many Hispanics, so many people black and come here, so I have no idea who would do that.
So we're in trouble now. So he took the food with him there, and he, you know, he ate it inside the bathroom, and he sat down and he took a shit in the toilet.
What, this a customer, or?
I don't know.
Oh, okay, so.
He was taking a shit in the toilet and he was eating.
Oh my goodness! How
at the same time,
that?
Huh?
How can somebody do that?
Well, that's why I'm complaining about you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And unfortunately, I mean, we don't have control over what guests do in the bathroom. So,
but this is he's an employee.
Oh, I thought you said you didn't have idea who he was, if he was an employee or not.
I'm considering that he was an employee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because our employees, I mean, they know and. I mean, everybody knows, I mean, that they're not supposed to take anything to the bathroom.
But well, who eats in the bathroom, and why you're not supposed to let people go to the bathroom with unpaid merchandise?
Of course. I mean, anybody who walks in, they pay for the food.
Well, he was shoplifting. He was shoplifting the food. He went to the bathroom, and he didn't pay for it.
And believe me, I mean, anybody who comes in, we don't let anybody just come in without paying.
You know, I saw on TV where they're men that they go to the bathroom with food and they do stuff to the food, like chicken, you know,
mm-hmm.
that they put a hole in the chicken and they, you know, they do things to it, you know.
Well, we do what we can, but thank you very much for letting us know.
Listen, what was your name, Gonzalez?
Roberto.
Roberto?
Yes.
Okay. What about, who's Ramon?
He has left.
Oh, he was just there.
Yeah, he was just here, but he has left.
I think that was him.
No, he talked to you at the beginning, but he has left.
Yeah, he's the one that was in the bathroom.
I don't think he would do that. He's the general manager in this place.
Now, what about the rice? Man. You there, Milkman? Milkman? Did we lose Milkman? Yeah, we did. What happened?
Please enjoy this call tone while we connect you.
I don't know what happened here. Milkman, you there now? Hello.
Please enjoy this call tone while we connect you.
Milkman.
Hello, this is Gorbachev.
Hey, man.
Yeah, this is Gorbachev.
Hey, Gorbachev. Listen, I want to let you know real quick. I lost you there somehow, but remember Fall? Used to hang out with the Dead. Remember she had a crush on the Dead for a while? They had phone sex a few times? Milkman? Mr. Milkman?
Who?
Fall. Remember Fall?
Yep.
She's in the chat room. She says hi. Hello?
Bob, how are you? I'm going to look forward to my sister. What are you doing?
Oh. I don't know. Is it my phone? Is it the Skype that's breaking up? Or is it your phone?
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
Huh?
Huh? Milkman. Hello?
She's in the chat room?
She's in the chat room, yeah. Yeah. Fall's in the chat room. She's asking about you.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what it is, man.
Yeah.
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 Well, I'll be darned.
I'll be darned. That's what I saw her there.
In the chat room.
You know, it's a funny thing. On Tuesday, I was at work. I don't know what brought it on. I was working on someone's computer. I don't know if I saw the word Fall somewhere, whatever it was, and I was like, I remember Fall. Wow, I haven't heard from her in a long time. And I remembered once on Zolar's show. Zolar, towards the end of his show, he always used to play all his voicemail. Yeah, you know, people calling back from prank calls and people calling in the show while he was on the call and he couldn't get the call. And he had one, the Dead was calling in. All I remember is the Dead was drunk and he's like, hey, I'm calling with Fall. Fall, say something. Fall. Fall.
Yeah.
God damn it. And he hung up. I don't know why I thought about that. That was like 2 nights ago. Or 2 days ago. And then, you know, I was like, I wonder what ever happened to Fall. Well, you know, that's one of the people that, you know, disappeared. Never heard about her again. And
Fall is Fall. Yeah,
Fall's gone. Funny. Yeah, I'm looking here. We got problems with the stream buffering. Yeah. All right, looks like we got it under control. Now I'm on the default network. Woohoo! Default. Just to inform you, Lonesome Loser, I've got a ghost in there. If someone can kick Carlito, Lonesome, Nunu, RBCP, or Tuck, you all have ops. Can you kick Carlito out for me and op Carlitus? That'd be greatly appreciated, sirs. Thank you. Alright. Thank you, RBCP. Who did it? Who did it? Lonesome Loser did it. Good work. Lonesome Loser, you get a gold star, sir. Right, let's get Milk back on. Maybe we should call the Dead and ask him about Fall, his ex-girlfriend. No, they weren't boyfriend-girlfriend. Fall was just nice to him, I remember, and he was always so mean.
Call tone while we connect you.
The Dead was always such an ass to him. He was always so nice. Hey.
Yeah, hall.
I am on the default network. Always trust the default
network. Oh, okay.
Network. Yeah, man. That's what it's called, default. All right, we're back. Eh.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you sound better now.
Thank you. You sound you sound better also.
Yeah. I think I've been scared back into reality by the madhouse.
Okay. Awesome, man. Awesome. I probably should at least given you a heads up before I called, but you know me. I'm a slack. Slackity slack. You want to try to call the dead?
No way. Not the Hermano. Why do that? Why call tradition?
Oh, RCP. Yeah, I could connect to their router, the GUI. Just turn off everyone else's traffic but mine. Yeah, the dead hung up. What an asshole. The dead! Look at that, he just hangs up. I think that's what he does with Tuck also, I think. He just hangs up on him. You know, he's a piece of shit, that guy. Anyway.
Why is his dad?
No, we didn't call. We called his cell phone.
I talked to him last night on the messenger, and he's, like, studying for a test. I guess his exams are coming up.
Yeah, that doesn't mean, you know, if he has midterms, yeah, but that doesn't mean he has to hang up on you when you call. What's that about?
Oh, holy shit.
What?
No, what? I had audio coming in there. I just loaded up the page.
Oh, okay.
Looking for the chat.
No problem. Let's call Charlie at the Dewdrop Inn. That reminds me.
Charlie. Wow, I miss Charlie.
She's Charlie.
Yeah. Get Reverend McWhorter on to him.
Hello, Dewdrop, may I help you?
Yeah, what's up, yo?
Hello?
Yeah, what's up, yo? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yes.
I want to make an order.
Ni hao.
Ni hao ma. Hello? Hello?
Hold on a minute.
Hello, sir?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yes, what can I do for you? This Dewdrop Inn restaurant?
Yes, so what?
I beg your pardon?
So what? I want to make an order.
What would you like to order?
So what? You know? Do you have that? So what?
What?
So what?
So what?
Yeah.
Do you want to order the what?
Yeah, do you have it on the menu? So what?
I think you had a menu for so what. I don't have a so what for me.
Oh, okay. No, it's, you know, it's a common Vietnamese dish. I don't know if you had it. So what?
Do you want to place the order or do you want to come in to pick it up or something?
I want to do something.
What kind of something do you want to do it? You know what? This is a restaurant. I don't want you fooling around, okay?
Oh, you don't want, it's a serious thing here?
I beg your pardon. If you want to press the order, you just press the order, okay?
Asshole. Maybe that. Huh?
Pardon me?
Asshole.
Do you know what? Do you want to call somebody else?
No.
Do you want to call somebody else to help you?
Charlie? Is he there?
He's not here now. What can I do for you?
You're a lying woman.
Pardon me?
You're a lying woman.
I'm not a lying woman. I'm working here, okay?
Working woman. Whatever. Go make me a sandwich.
Make you a sandwich?
Yeah, woman.
Why don't you go to the Burger King or McDonald's?
Woman is good for being in the kitchen, make a sandwich, and answering the phone.
Oh, if I could do that, I want you to make me a sandwich, okay? I want you to make me a sandwich, if you can.
Oh, you want to... I'm going to put my dick in a piece of bread for you.
That's up to you, okay? But I just want you to don't fool around with this telephone. This is a business phone, okay?
But,
if anything happens, we will be connect to the, you know, the police station for you.
Which police station? Which one?
If you have anything to say or something, if you want to talk to someone, I want to connect to there. Do you want me to connect to there?
Do
you have a line to there?
I'm supposed to talk to Charlie first.
No, Charlie's not here.
Oh, he's there because he just told me that he called me over here. Told me to call him there.
I don't think so. I don't think
I do. I do.
Here.
Well, you didn't talk to
maybe
him.
Maybe he called you from the outside, not in this restaurant, okay?
Well, get him in the inside.
Private number.
God damn it.
We are busy now, so I don't want you to... If you want to talk to Charlie, why don't you come down and talk to him, okay?
So he's there then. You admit that he's there.
He won't come back later. Would you like to talk to him later?
Well, when can I call?
Why don't you... If you want to see him, why don't you come by later, okay? He will be here later.
Listen, I'll be honest with you.
One more hour, he will be here, okay?
Listen, I'll be honest with you. I'm not in Hawaii.
If you're not Hawaii, say call back later then, okay?
No, but I'm making...
Later, but 1 hour later, okay?
Can I just make an order? I'm going to pick it up in an hour.
You call back. You say you're not in this island. How can you pick up the order later?
I'm in the jet ski.
May I ask you that? How could you pick up the order if you're not in this island?
AT&T. AT&T.
You know why? If you're nothing to do, why don't you go wash your feet and sleep, okay?
Wash my feet and sleep?
Yes.
You know, Jesus
that, okay?
Washed the feet of the apostles.
If you want to speak to Charlie, you want to talk to him, come by later, okay?
The night before Jesus was turned over, he washed
if
the feet
wanna,
of the apostles.
If you want to talk to him, why don't you come down and talk to him?
Because
I'm not verbally obvious to you. If you want to talk to him, why don't you come down?
No, why don't you put him on the phone?
He's not here right now, so he will be here 1 hour.
This is
if
business.
If you want to come here later 1 hour, you want to talk to him, talk to him personally. Would you like to do that?
Man business.
This phone is connected to the police station. Also, this is a recording, okay?
If you
make sure that I'm going to record this message to you, okay? I'm recording this message now.
I don't give
everything,
you...
Whatever you say is that this is a recording now, okay?
I don't give you permission.
Clearly?
I don't give
if
you permission.
You want to speak to Charlie, why don't you come down later 1 hour?
I don't give you permission.
Make you sure, okay?
Shut up and let me talk. Damn it. I don't give you permission to record this call.
You know what? If you wanna talk to Charlie, why don't you come by 1 hour? Okay? Would you like to do that?
So if I call in an hour, you're gonna put Charlie.
I speak up clearly to you.
Shut
if you wanna speak up to him,
up.
Why don't you come down later? Okay?
Shut up.
Speak up 1 hour later. You
shut
understand?
Up. Shut up. So if
would you
I
like
call,
to do that?
Shut up. Shut up. If I call back in an hour, I will talk to Charlie then, you're saying,
if you
right?
want to speak, if you want to speak to him directly, why don't you come down or either call him or later, 1 hour later, okay?
Well, I'm asking
he's
you.
He's not here.
Shut up. If I call him in an hour, he's going to be there, you're saying, right?
He's going to be here 1 hour later. If you want to talk to him later, okay?
Okay. What was your name? Her name is Click.
Oh, my goodness.
God damn.
Lucky stirred up on that one.
Jeez. Alright, Milkman, why don't you take that to a private chat, you know, in the chat room there, talking about.
I don't know how to do it, dude, because when I've used this stupid ass Java interface, but I don't know how to make it do the PM. It won't let me do it. It opens up another window and there's nothing there.
I don't know. I think there's a way. I think you just gotta read the manual. Old man.
Everybody knows Milkman. Email address, so it's okay.
Alright, so that was,
I'll go back here.
That was a dewdrop.
I'm not wearing any pants.
Alright. Nunu had a good idea, man. I missed it. It was to act like I'm confused, thinking it's the Jew drop in and order Jewish fast foods like bagels and shit. That would have been good. Damn. Missed that one. Alright, I got more numbers from Lonesome. We'll get to those in a moment. In the meantime, let me hop over and get Rubber Kips, also known as RBCP. RoboCop, RBCP, whatever. He gave a number here for someone complaining about. I'm tired. I'm gonna stay up this late usually. Virgin America.
I like that you tried to Eddie Garcia for a minute. She's having too much trouble with English. She couldn't do it.
I wanted to bring up one of the shows when I first moved up here to Pennsylvania. One of the shows that Brad and Tuck were doing to cover for us was pretty funny. They were doing these Twitter complaints, and they called someone who was complaining about AT&T service. they called the Brad calls the lady on Skype, and on ours, then the caller ID name comes up as madhouse.radio. On his, I think it shows up as Phone Losers or The Phone Losers, something like that. It's funny because the lady answered and it's like, hi, this is Roy with AT&T. She's like, this is an AT&T. If it's AT&T, how come it's this Phone Losers on the caller ID? And I was trying to get their attention to tell her that's what AT&T, you know, he should have said, well, we're changing our name to Phone Losers of America now. We're not AT&T anymore, you know. That'd be kind of funny. That is funny. AT&T, they are kind of phone losers. I wanted to mention, before we do this prank here to the Twitter complainer, I wanted to mention something weird that happened about 3 weeks ago. I don't know if I told you about this one yet, Milkman, but I got a call on the Skype about 6 o'clock in the morning from KDK. He was drunk dialing.
Mm-hmm.
He called to apologize and make peace. We talked for a good 10, 15 minutes, I think. We caught up on things and had a pretty decent, amicable conversation, if I must say, and it was good talking to the guy, and I'm glad that we had the conversation. And I've been in his chat room about for two shows now, and he's been nothing but polite. So it's good to see that maybe KDK has turned over. Maybe he and I have turned over a leaf and are moving on to respecting each other, or at least respecting our right to exist or coexist, as it may. But yeah, that was quite unexpected out of nowhere. I got a 15-minute voicemail on Skype. I'm like, who's this from? When I look at it, it's from KDK. And it's him, like, you hear, like, that's what I could hear. I could hear him on his computer or his laptop and his mouse clicking around. And he was obviously drunk because I kept hearing him hiccup all the time. It was like, KDK's been calling around drunk. And he forgot to disconnect. So it was like a 15-minute-long voicemail of him doing nothing but burping, hiccuping, and typing and clicking around. I listened to the whole thing because I was interested to see whether or not he would start watching a porno or something. That'd be kind of funny to listen to him whooping off. But that did not happen, unfortunately. That would have been good radio. I would have used that, of course. But yes, made peace with KDK. I'm sure a lot of you thought that would never be possible, but it happened.
Wow. Well, I guess the main question I got is, what is your feelings on teabagging?
Hello? Hello, Sitko. Hello,
Sitko.
Is this Sitko?
No.
Now, who's this?
No, Sitko here, buddy.
This is gas station.
No, Sitko gas station in the Des Moines area. Where are you from?
I'm from Corporate Office National Hand Washing Institute.
No, man, this is not.
No. You prepare food there, right? Sandwiches?
I say no. Typical.
Yeah, but you have food?
No.
What do you do there? It's a secret number?
Just sitting, watching TV.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Do you have sandwich?
No.
I'll put my dick in the 2 pieces of bread, feed it to you.
Huh?
I put my dick between 2 pieces of bread and I feed it to you.
No.
Yes, eat it.
Huh?
Look at it, eat it.
Where are you from?
I'm from Libya.
Oh, you're from Libya?
Yeah.
I'm from Kenya.
You're from Kenya?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what that means?
Huh?
You know what that means?
What means?
It means your mother's a black.
Your mother is black?
Your mother's black.
No, my mother is white.
No, you're from Kenya.
No, man, I'm from Kenya.
Okay, so your mother is a black.
No, man.
Can I hit you in the face with my shoe?
Huh?
Can I hit you in the face with my shoe?
Excuse me?
I'm gonna hit you in the face with my shoe.
You don't know about me, then.
I'm gonna take off my shoes, and I'm gonna hit you in the face with my shoe. And make you
kiss. You never see me. If you see me, then you not talk like that one.
I hit you in the lips.
Then you have a T in your pant. Okay, bye.
Kiss.
Boy, he sure did not like that.
Alright. Them's fighting words over there, man. Alright.
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, man. Pull out the old shoe, man. Dr. Scholes is not a good friend. Dr. Scholes was a friend of mine.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I don't think it goes like that, Milkman. Dr. Scholes.
He had the Frito Bambito toes and they said to you.
Alright, quiet.
Hey, 37, I'm not here right now. Leave a message and I'll call you back.
No, no answer there. Balls. Alright. Hit you with my shoe. Alright, let's, I'm gonna call that guy back. Let's see what he's got going on. See if we can entice him a little further.
I have your telephone number now.
No, I'm blocking the phone number. It's blocked.
I have, yes.
That's not it.
No, I know. Now you're going to jail now.
No. Hey.
No. Listen now.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
How many men with your father before you were born?
I said, no, you remember your telephone number? I'm going to give to the police this one. Okay?
My telephone number is blocked. Oh man. Alright, call him again.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm sorry, okay? Please.
Why are you sorry now?
Because I don't want you to tell police.
Why not?
Because I don't want to go to jail. Okay? Because
you hold your telephone. Now what happened now?
My mom's going to get mad. And she's going to, you know, take away my Nintendo. They hold the telephone. What's he talking about? Anyway. Alright. And they also said it's impossible.
I'm going to take your telephone number to the police.
What do you think they're going to do? Oh, that's nice, Mr. Jackass.
Police will come and get you.
After they have a 3-hour interrogation. But wow, Milkman, since we've been gone, you know, the world's gone crazy. I understand since Madhouse hasn't been able to been on the air, things have... You know, the people themselves in the Middle East have lost control. We have a lot of listeners in the Middle East, and after Madhouse has been on hiatus for a month or two, they saw nothing else that they could do except to start protesting. started in Tunisia and then Egypt and Bahrain and then Libya and all this shit. Any ideas about that milkman?
What's going on out there, dude?
I don't know, man. I heard DTT's behind it. He started hacking things and.
I think he got that Microsoft simulator and got him a cocked airplane now. You know, got, you remember the cocked airplanes, don't you?
Yeah.
The little gas-powered airplane they had back in the 70s and the 80s, and you started up and had a little fuel in it. It was about 2 feet long, had a string on it, and you just take that thing and pull around in a circle.
How did it go?
And flew around a circle.
Alright. Alright. Awesome. Alright. I'm going to call one of these, another Twitter complainer here. Hang on. Sound like a. You sound like a saw.
Those things did. They sound like a miniature chainsaw.
Have reached not in service. This is a recording.
This is a recording. Oh, and I hung up on milkman. Shit! Let me call him back. Let me call him back.
Please enjoy this call tone while we connect you.
Hey! No. Already picked up. The Westboro Baptist Church. I've called them twice in this show's history. Both times it's been the wife that's picked up, and she doesn't really like to play. They're used to getting prank calls. The first time I called it, I talked to her for about 2 minutes. I first heard about them way before they started making news recently. The first time I heard about the Westboro Baptist Church, I used to watch 2020 every week when I was in middle school, high school, through my teenage years. It started basically, you know, in the 90s I grew up, and I would watch TGIF on ABC, and you had your Family Matters and whatever other shows. I don't want to go into it now, but 10 o'clock 2020 would come on. I remember seeing that group. I remember, you know, the God Hates Fags. And back then, they were just anti-gay, you know, super anti-gay. This is maybe probably around 92, 93 that I first saw them. So it was quite familiar. Anyway, I called her and I told her I was calling from 2020 ABC. And, you know, she's like, we already been with you and it didn't work out. Blah, 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 blah. So yeah, I've talked to her before. She just doesn't. They're used to getting prank calls, or just, you know, I'm sure they get a lot of violent, threatening calls from God, everybody. And I'm sure they don't get phased that much. Oh, I got into a car accident also while I was up here. Someone hit me from behind. Wasn't my fault.
Please
Some
enjoy this call tone.
Stupid woman driver hit me. Hello? Milkman. Ugh. Why does he have to have the most retarded voicemail messages that sound like it's him picking up every time? God. Anyway. Nunu, you remember I told you I had an idea. Lonesome, if you're listening right now. Had an idea about calling people in the town of Sandwich in the UK and telling them to make me a sandwich at 5 o'clock in the morning their time. I don't know why, but this came up as an idea. Thought it'd be something we could do. It is now 12:17 a.m. This is Madhouse Broadcast number 1 from the new studio in Pennsylvania. Goohoo. Alright, H.P. Lovecraft, you're posting a YouTube video. Another, is that the Any of you from back then? They did a 45-minute interview. Got fucking Friday night pranks. Fucking those kids stole everything I do. Hey, Milkman, how you doing? I'm angry now. You there?
Yeah.
I'm angry.
Ah.
Those Friday night prank kids stealing my ideas again. Admittedly, they've admitted several times now that they used me for ideas, and here we are again. They've beat me to the punch. Ah, damn, those fucking little turds. No, you know what? It's a good thing that there's people out there doing pranks and, you know, but whatever. Let me not get into it before we start some prank war. We just got into a peace with KDK. Let's not start a new prank war.
Do they need all the help they can get from the master?
I guess. Whatever. Anyway, let's continue moving on here with more numbers that Lonesome Loser has sent in. Sorry about that, Milkman. I hung up on you in accident and hit the wrong button. I'm a dumbass.
Okay, I didn't know what was going on. Then a couple of voicemails came in, and it wasn't ringing. I could figure out what was going on.
Yeah, I know. You get confused easily, too, Milkman. That's the problem. You keep using that antiperspirant deodorant with the aluminum in it. It's what happens.
Rubber sheets, would you shine my bald spot, please? Drugstore. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm all right.
And were you sleeping or something?
Who is this?
This is Cross. How you doing, buddy? This is Vince.
All right.
This is Vince.
Speaking.
Yeah. Listen. The store, I don't know, were you on schedule tomorrow to come in? Were you opening or closing tomorrow?
Was I what?
Were you scheduled tomorrow at the store?
At what store?
Lowe's.
No, I'm not.
You're not scheduled tomorrow? Okay. The store's, it's closing.
Who is this?
This is Cross. I'm calling from corporate Lowe's. I'm calling from store number 2235. So I got a list of people who potentially were supposed to open tomorrow. I don't know if you were. It was an old.
I quit.
It was an old schedule. Huh?
I quit a while ago.
How long ago did you quit?
Like over a month.
Well, you're still down here that you're supposed to open tomorrow morning.
Well. No, I quit a while ago.
Well, that's not the information I have here, so you need to report to work at store number 2235 because they're closing the store that you were working at.
Well, I'm not going to.
Well, I got news for you, buddy. If you don't show up for work tomorrow, all your benefits are going to cut off. Are you claiming unemployment right now?
No. Dude, I don't even know what store 2235 is. I don't.
It's a store in Raleigh. The store in Raleigh.
Dude, I don't know who you are. If you think this is some kind of joke, call me at like 2:30 in the or like 12:30 in the morning. But
stupid asshole.
If you're actually from corporate, you wouldn't speak like that to someone.
I'm the manager of the store, and I say whatever I want. You understand?
Dude,
I'm sick and tired of
getting. Go fuck yourself.
Fucking shit. Fucking ass. Oh, he's gone. Yeah, Milkman, I didn't hang up on you this time, you see? It took me a while.
I think he needs to be written up.
He needs to be written up.
Formal reprimands are in order.
Alright, let's call Dalton here. Dalton works for Sam St. John Seafood.
Whatever you call that Facebook guy, don't forget, man, the Mexican guy. You got to do that. Hey, kid, what's going on?
What's up, Cholo?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Lonesome, hold off on the numbers. I know I've only been on for like an hour, but I'm not going to be doing much longer of a show because I'm tired as it is. I'm not used to staying up this late. I do have to get up tomorrow. I promise when I start doing shows again, I will still do the whole 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock thing, you know, normally, but for the time being. As I'm weaning myself back into the madhouse schedule, let's not go too crazy. Just let's all be happy that Carlito came on to do something. Milkman, I found a deal at a grocery store up here. They had ham.
All right.
They had ham, $1 a pound. I bought a 6.8 pound ham, and I baked it 3 days ago. I'm still eating from it. Oh, it's great. Nice baked ham.
Hello?
Hey, Dalton?
Yeah?
Yeah, listen, store's closed tomorrow.
Store's closed tomorrow?
Yeah. You need to come in and pick up your last paycheck tomorrow, but doors aren't going to be open until 10.
Alright.
Alright, we're laying everybody off. There's going to be somebody there from workforce. If you want to go ahead and fill out the unemployment information for unemployment benefits. And also the macaroni grill in the area and also the Chili's are going to be there taking applications.
Alright.
And they're considering anybody from Sam St. John's is going to, you know, be top priority. They have 4 openings at the one and 5 openings at the other.
Alright.
Okay, what time were you due to come in tomorrow?
You said they open up at 10?
Well, you can, 10 o'clock, but what time were you on schedule for tomorrow?
Tomorrow I was supposed to come in at 4.
At 4 in the afternoon?
Yeah.
All right. Do you think you could come in around 8 o'clock this morning and maybe help out? They're gonna be paying $20 an hour for people to help out board the windows, throw out trash.
All right.
4 hours of work, $20 an hour.
Okay.
Okay, and then during that time, towards the end, then we'll go in. We'll get you the last paycheck and all that.
All right.
Okay, so Dalton, they got you down. You're gonna be able to make it at 8 o'clock. Is it too early? Do you need to call me back or something?
No, I'll be in there at 8.
All right, we'll see you there. Sorry about the bad news.
All right.
All right, brother. Bye. I don't know if he's gonna show up or not, but I just laid him off. Whatever, Milkman. What do you think about that? Is that bad? Milkman, you don't mind.
Frank Master's cousin.
It's Prankmaster's cousin.
Okay.
All right, Prankmaster's cousin, indeed. All right, let's go ahead and call the Mexican as Eddie Garcia, Milkman, as you asked for.
Yeah.
As soon as I'm done with the show, I'm gonna get the ham out of the fridge and take a knife to it, get a big chunk of it, and I'm gonna eat and go to sleep. Hello, is this Beto?
Yeah.
Yo, what's up, kid?
Who is it?
Yo, it's your cousin Eddie.
Huh?
It's your cousin Eddie.
Eddie?
Yeah, kid, what's up? What's up? What's up, cuz?
I don't know.
Yo, man, you remember that time you put your dick in a piece of bread and ate it like a sandwich? Hello? Hello? Fuck. That was a stupid idea, Milkman. That was a Milkman idea. Let's call him back.
That's pretty kill, but effective.
What?
Yeah, what happened? Did you call me over here something about a sandwich?
I'm
I just got a phone call from someone here, Eddie, about a sandwich.
Oh, no, you're going to leave me alone, huh?
No, who are you? Who is this? There was a Mexican... Some Mexican greaseball asshole called me over here talking about a sandwich.
What?
Jesus.
Su llamada ha sido transferida a un sistema de mensajes de...
Speak American. All right, let's call Sitgo again. Muslim guy there.
Oh, hey, find out if Big Tits is working tonight. Brenda.
Oh. Oh, yeah, Big Booty Brenda.
Ken was supposed to take the picture, never did.
All right. No answer there. Let's continue on with the lonesome loser numbers. Let's see what's going on here.
So did you bake the ham? Did you fry it? Was it a boneless ham? Bone in? How many pounds?
Just short of 7 pounds bone in ham.
A shank ham. All right.
Yeah, man. I baked it. Baked the fucker.
Oh, yeah.
It was thawed. I took it out. I trimmed some of the fat. Not all of it, but I trimmed a majority of the fat that I had on it, threw it out, and then baked it. I baked it for, wow, did like 2.5 hours, I think.
Did you put it in 7-Up? Pineapple rings?
No. Mustard? Just some mustard, dry mustard, and... some stevia. There was a sugar-free glaze. It was dry mustard, stevia, and...
I need to find that stuff, man. That sugar stuff you're talking about.
Stevia, man. It's there. All the grocery stores have it now. It's all over the place.
I went to Walmart and didn't see it, but, you know, I might have been in the wrong section.
Well, it's in the sugar section. It doesn't say stevia. They've got... I bought it at Walmart this week. It's called Truvia is the one that they got there. It's a little container. It's like green and white. That's the one that Pepsi makes, I think, is Truvia. Look it up, Milkman. Go to Wikipedia. You'll see that. Huh? What?
Is it expensive?
Yeah, it's pretty it's expensive, but it's stronger than sugar, so for what you would pay to get Splenda or something, you make out. Same amount of money. It's cool. Less of a container, but you use less than you do, so it actually works out. But just the peace of mind you're putting something natural in yourself.
Crystal light.
What's that?
When are they gonna make it with crystal light, man?
I don't know, man. I love my crystal light. Oh, there's another story I wanted to tell you guys today. I'm in the apartment, of course, and the girl from the front office. The apartment came by after work to do the walkthrough inspection. No, nothing like that.
Yeah, man.
But I made some green tea, crystal light green tea, green mango peach tea. I put it in.
Did you use a tea bag?
No, man. I dropped the envelope of crystal light in a gallon of water, and I shake it up and I drink out of it for a whole day, and I had it next to the air mattress on the floor of the bedroom next to the mattress, and she went into the bedroom to do the inspection, and it looks like I have a piss jug sitting there next to the bed like some incontinent fucking weirdo. She looked at like, oh my god!
Did you
like,
pour her glass and ask her if she liked it with her tea bag?
Oh man, that would have been funny. But yeah, I have. I think
she
thinks
so.
It looked to me. I think she thinks it was my piss jug. Anyway, all right.
It'd be really flipped if you just pulled out a cup and poured it out and started drinking it right in front of her.
I could have whipped my dick out and stuck it in there and filled it up.
No, just pour it out and start drinking. That would have been, just the look on her face would have been hilarious.
Oh, man. It looks like, you know, it looks like piss. Like, you know, piss, we know when it's a little brown, when it's been sitting around for a while and it's like pissed, you know, it gets that brownish color, it turns a little bit.
Oh my goodness, that sounds like poopy pee pee.
Poopy pee pee. Oh, poopy pee pee. Explain that. Anyway, let's continue.
Poopy pee. Speaking of recipes, you got talking about that ham, dude. I got a great idea. I fixed a new recipe last night for my scanty sauce. I used fresh onion, red onion, fresh green pepper, fresh garlic, fresh cilantro, fresh basil, fresh oregano, fresh mushroom, creamy mushroom, and then lean ground pork, sausage, tomato sauce, and then let that stuff chug away for several hours, man. And you talk about out of this world spaghetti sauce. Yummy.
Fresh,
baby, fresh.
Everything's fresh.
Fresh, yeah.
How fresh you.
No, but fresh herbs really set it off. It's nothing like the powdered shit.
Listen, I was on the phone there with a woman named Anne, and she was being fresh with me on the phone.
She spoke to you fresh on the phone?
Yes.
What's her name?
Anne.
Anne?
Yeah.
We don't have anybody by that name here.
What's your name?
My name is Anna.
Ah, that was you.
Oh, come on.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah? Well,
yeah. Put someone else on the phone. I don't talk to fresh women on the phone. Go make me a sandwich and put someone else on the phone.
Pardon me?
Go make me a sandwich and put someone else on the phone.
Who would you like to talk to, sir?
Another, maybe a man? Do you have a man there?
No, we don't have a man here.
Well, put another woman, and while she's talking to me, go make me a sandwich and come back with a sandwich.
And who are you so I can make you the sandwich?
This is Derek Williams, and it's sandwich, not sandwich. Yes.
And who are you, sir?
What do you do there? Or do you have certifications? Because I don't think you speak the language very well. Hello?
Can you repeat that again, please?
Do you have a sandwich there that you're going to make for me?
Therapist, Dr. Derek.
Hello.
Okay, let me have you talk to my boss.
This is Andy. How can I help you?
Yeah, Anna's supposed to go make me a sandwich.
Excuse me?
Anna's supposed to go make me a sandwich while I talk to you.
Who is this?
This is Derek Williams.
Who are you, Derek?
Well, I'm Anna's boyfriend. She's supposed to go make me a sandwich.
Anna's boyfriend? She doesn't have a boyfriend.
She does now. She was talking on the phone fresh with me before.
Okay.
Okay, so I sent her to go make me a sandwich while you write her up.
I think you must have a wrong number.
No, this is the old people house, right? Where the old people go to die?
No.
This is where the old people get sick and die? Hello? Yeah, they hung up. All right, that's Anna over there headed to make me a sandwich. The quality of the sound of the show reminds me of our very first episode. I don't know why, but just like,
yeah,
I don't know why. It just sounds like that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I don't know why it reminds me of that.
It's definitely different on the phone compared to how you normally sound. This one sounds kind of like muffled, like you're on a cheap phone or something. It doesn't sound like you normally do, like more open.
Yeah.
It's kind of like really diminished trebles. You know, highs, you know, it sounds a lot more mid-rangey and kind of more compact in the mid-range. Don't get very many bright highs. It sounds really different. You must be using a different phone or mic or something.
Well, it's the microphone that's on the laptop. It sucks.
That's why. Okay. That sounds about right.
Call in the UK. No answer yet.
Ask them if they know what time it is.
Do you know what time it is? Ah, I hung up on Milkman on accident. Shit. Whoops. Calling back.
Please enjoy this call tone while we connect you.
Hey. Hello. Oh, God. I'm trying to call you back, Milkman. Call me. While Milkman calls back, I gotta go make a pee-pee. I'll be right back. I'm gonna make a piss in the toilet real quick. Be right back. Alright, I'm back. You guys probably heard me peeing. Wait a minute, I see Milkman called while I was gone. The old fuck is calling back. Wait a minute, something's
wrong. Please enjoy this call tone while we connect you.
Hey. Hello. Oh, God. Call back, Milkman. Call back. Wait on Milkman. I can't go to sleep any later than 1 on the dot, so. That is the latest. Do a call here while we're waiting on the Milkman. Bears are not the ancestors of dinosaurs, Nunu, you stupid. They're the descendants of dinosaurs. God. I mean, really. So stupid, man. And even still, there's no direct proof of that. We all know that dinosaur bones were left by the devil to make people question creation. Dinosaurs are not real.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. Is this Joanne?
Yes.
What do you say there, big Joanne? Hello. This is Joanne.
Yeah, what's up, man? What's up, man?
Not you. We had a Joanne on the line and she stopped talking. Let's try to call her back.
Oh, okay. I had to get e-beeps.
Into voicemail. The person you have called is on the phone. Please leave a message after the tone.
Joanne, please call in. This is Milkman and Joe the Czechoslovakian. You know, we just want to talk to you. Talk fresh. Anyway.
Sassy.
Two numbers left. Hillary coming up. Calling a town that Nunu wanted Lonesome to find numbers for, some town where they had an election or something. Whatever.
There's probably regularity. You know, they have that problem. Regularity.
Sounds like Vinny Jimmy Carter over there.
Welcome to voicemail. The person you have called is unavailable.
Aww,
please leave a message after the tone.
Nah. All right, nothing there. And we have one number left. No, we have two numbers left. We got Peter Davis. Peter Davis. Let's call him. Next week, we should schedule to call Libya. We got a whole week. See if we can find some numbers for Libya. Talk to them.
Good call, Egypt. Find out what's going on over there, how they like the madhouse.
Yeah, hi. How are you?
Hello?
Yeah, is Peter there?
Who is it?
This is Cross Davis.
Hello?
I have down here that Peter voted.
It's 5 o'clock in the morning. What are you doing phone at this time?
Well, we're trying to get the next exit poll here. I'm calling from the Jimmy Carter Association from Georgia in the United States.
Fucking kidding me, aren't you?
What? Yeah, I'll try to call back just in case.
Ask if she knows what time it is. All the time, they're always talking about time whenever.
You know what time it is?
It's a bend. It's like a pop a tea bag on
you. You and the tea bags.
So amazing about the tea bag machine.
Wee wee. All right, one last number left here for AJ Jones. All right, Jill asking us to ask her how big her tits are.
You have a number from Nunu?
Oh yeah, we'll get to that last. Some kind of pastor or something in South Africa. I'll ask him if he took a shit in the pool. If he took a shit.
Jill's got it right. Jill wants to know what the cup sizes are. What cup sizes are? Call it.
Yep.
Yeah, that's an important question. Needs to be answered towards the end of the call.
Hello. Hello. AJ. Alright, hang up there. So we got the last number from Nunu. Douglas Morris, a clergy person from the Methodist Church of Great Britain. He is in South Africa right now, and his cell phone is this. Blah, blah, blah.
What is your cup size?
He went swimming yesterday. Alright, cool. I'm guessing he's being stalked on Facebook or something. Ooh, this is a South African number. How much is this? South Africa. Invalid phone number. And it's not letting me call South Africa. It came up with the flag like it knows it's South Africa, and then it says it's invalid. Nunu. Let me try one more time. Make sure you're not missing a digit of that, Nunu. You're running out of time, though. Double check that while I try to get my Skype window. Here we go. I am pasting the number. I am calling. And it says invalid phone number. I don't know. I don't know, Milkman, I don't think that's going to work. So, I think we've reached the end of our broadcast here. Milkman, how are you feeling? Do you feel we had a productive night?
Awesome. Pop!
Get us out of here, Milkman.
Well, 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 kids. What a surprise, right here from your favorite
madam. That's right, the one only. Now you go check your mouth. Well, it looks like we had a rather astonishing turnout, given the circumstances. Last-minute notice, our diehard friends definitely showed up. I'd like to especially thank our numbers hitman. That's right, the big hitter, the 714 of the numbers calling world. I'd like to thank our lonesome loser. Thank you so much, brother. My man, the main man already. I'd like to thank also some of our friends who showed up here. And welcome back, my long-lost sister, Paulie McFall. Welcome back. Sir Nunu, he's out in the pensioner's home right now. He's using the bedpan. He'll be back in a couple minutes. Hopefully he'll hear this before he gets finished. He doesn't like these days. Also, I'd like to thank Jilly Beans, MSP3 Clay, and RDCG, HP Lovecraft, Space Bison, Pink, and anybody else who managed to show and cause. I'd like to thank all of our friends for showing up. And if anybody in the syndicate made it over, hey! Hey now!
Thank you.
Yeah. I'd like to thank you also, especially you. That's right, our listeners, our lovely listeners. We do this every week. Not recently, but from now on, occasionally, we will let you know as time goes on. Every week, that's right, we do this for you, our lovely listeners and friends. That's right, we drop the dime. We only ask if you bring the time and stop in and share a laugh with your crazy friends right here in the madhouse. Bring a friend, or better yet, bring an enemy and introduce them to the mad stylings of the Generalissimo of the madhouse. That's right, the leader of our fearless militia, Hermanito Garnito. Thank you, my brother, and I'm so happy for you that things are working out there. And thanks for giving me a call and waking me out of my blissful sleep so that I can scare the living bullshit out of the listeners.
Thank you, Big Milkman. I'd like to reiterate the thanks there for Lonesome Loser, Nunu, RBCP, as I said before. Thanks for holding things down, helping me out tonight, getting set up. And Tuck also helped out, you know, while we were gone. Good work over there. Good on you, mate. And whatever. I guess we're done. We'll Milkman and I will be back next week again. Let me think here. You know, to be honest with you, I won't have any more equipment next week, so it's going to be just about as good sounding as tonight was if I do a show. Now, what I think I might do, I may not do the show next Thursday, but next weekend, by next Friday, I'll have the equipment, so I'll try to do a show Saturday or Sunday night after I unpack things. And then I will show you who is the man, and I will show you who's gonna hit who in the face with their shoes. That was a fun prank call. Prank call of the night right there.
Yeah.
All right. We're out of here. Good night, everybody.
Yo, cut off! Y'all right out there? Oh, yeah, so, you know, we just came through to check y'all niggas, you know what I'm saying, to show some love. I'm saying, us niggas don't know how long we gonna be here, feel me? So enjoy this shit and enjoy yourselves. And then we out of here. Sit me.